Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've looked at every angle of this foreign banking takeover that's infiltrated our government with special interest. The only way they're going to pull it off is race war, division. But we got to come together against this criminal system. Tosh Plumlee's our guest till about 15 after this little short segment, one other. We'll take your phone calls, and it's going to be open phones for everybody. There's also a bunch of other breaking news at Infowars.com, and I'll get to in the next segment. Van Rompuy, that's the former head of the EU, unelected EU, will control Europe and flank Russia. Senator blast TSA, fast food joints do better employee background checks. Justice Department launches covert sanctions against gun owners. That is such a big article. I mean, this is such a big deal. IMF demands Ukraine risk World War III in return for bailout money. Tosh Plumlee's our guest. Computane, if I'm pronouncing it right. We're going to you in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I want to focus on methods and tactics that Tosh is experiencing. Based on his experience and observations on previous incidents, is there anything unusual with the methods and tactics that this racketeering government is using against them? And if he were in full control of the faculties and prepared to respond to an attack, are there major flaws in the tactics that are being used against them?
Well, that's a mouthful. I'm not sure how to answer the question.
Tosh, I think what he's asking is you say it's getting worse, but you've been doing this 50-something years. Or just a famous contractor. How have things changed? And I mean, I think you're saying we got to have courage, speak up, and say no.
All right, here's the thing. The way I say it, it's escalating. I'm just going to go back to Iran-Contra. I testified with Kerry. Otherwise, I got gagged on that as a classified committee sensitive top secret. Then when I continued out and I wrote an article, a friend of mine wrote it, I gave a leader, I run drugs and drugs with BAM. Named all the staging points, the SF IDs, the people involved, and everything else for the sole purpose of to protect myself. I was called in front of the committee. I raised my right hand, and then they sealed committee sensitive. And then when I asked for a transcript, they told me, well, you don't have a classification or a security clearance, so therefore you can't see your own testimony. And then if I went out and talked about it, I could possibly be in violation of a national security statute, and I could receive up to 5 to 10 years in federal penitentiary. All right. The fact that I admitted that I was a cocaine smuggler into this country and taking U.S. weapons out of this country to a secret base in San Arlena was pretty heavy information at that particular time. I was warned at that stop, I had better not do this. I better not just go on. So there's a whole story behind all that. Senator Hart wrote a letter to both committees, and it's been posted on my Facebook page, and it's been posted on the Internet. Bill Holden was Senator Gary Hart's security advisor. I contacted him and put all the maps and everything out for the sole purpose to protect me from going to a federal prison because I admitted that I'd flown cocaine, as much as 40 tons of cocaine, into this country on C-130. I admitted that, but it was a sanctioned operation supposed to be interdiction. The interdiction went to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and the evidence then was filtrated, and the drugs got out on the street. Also, at the same time, when we come back on those C-130s, we're flying weapons from the 82nd Airborne that went on maneuvers down at Hartford. Those weapons were taken off the GAO books as being destroyed and lost in airdrops. Those weapons went to an island off Panama, stored there, taken back to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and then transferred by truck to China Lake to be retrofitted, and then sent back to a drug runner's base known as Carl Quintero at Veracruz, where he was receiving $10,000 a month in CIA money to use his ranch and airbase as a refueling stop for the formation of the Southern Front.
Stay there. It's incredible. We'll do one more segment.
General, what do you think about the FBI's saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Toss Plumlee, one of the most famous Iran-Contra, you name it, whistleblowers ever, still flies contracts for the CIA because he's been a congressional testimony that was authorized, so they can't stop him from still having his job. He has broken huge Benghazi information last year that's now been vetted and confirmed by a lot of the information that's been coming out. So he's gotten contact. The Justice Department subpoena is coming. That will basically gag him. It'll say that he's not allowed to talk about it. Once he testifies, they'll then say all of that is secret and he can never talk about it again, like he did with Iran-Contra. But if you just joined us in the last segment, he put all his cards on the table and just started talking about, I personally in flights flew 40 tons of cocaine into the United States, Iran-Contra, sanctioned by the White House. I flew the guns back out. Well, that's all admitted now, but his testimony was sealed. So I guess in a way, he just broke that gag order. Or has that gag order, that national security order, elapsed? Or are you just really getting in their face, Tosh?
I'm really getting in their face. I've been told it hasn't elapsed. That's what my attorney told me. I better not go on the air and keep talking about this, because I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. My feeling is this. I want it out there before the fact. In other words, undocumented and vetted by many different sources, which I have done, and that's the reason I opened up my Facebook page and started complaining. compiling all this stuff together to protect me, because I knew if I continued to talk mainly about Iran-Contra and the weapon shipments and violation of the Bolton Amendment, the setting up of the Southern Front and Point West of the secret air base at San Alina, and C-130 flags going in there and documented in the Grasshopper and all these secret-coded interdiction programs, alleged interdiction programs, I figured, man, hey, in answer to the other gentleman's question, how did it escalate? It started escalating at that point. That's the reason I brought up Iran-Contra. It started escalating at that point. I began to realize, hey, wait a minute. We have another entity out here. The average 8 to 5 American cannot comprehend that other world that lives out there, the world of pilots, the loaders, the fuel refuelers, the secret air bases, Paco Solo in Central America, John Hull's ranch, who received $10,000 a month in CIA money, Point West, Oliver North, 16 felonies, suddenly paroled and becomes American hero, and then passes judgment on a pilot like me. In other words, these kind of things upset. But so, then you're sitting here and you're saying, well, what do I do about it? Do I do like everybody else? Do I sit and piss and moan about it? Or am I going to do something about it? I'm a C-130 pilot now, and I've been contacted by the CIA. Okay, if I piss the CIA off, I don't really care. They've pissed me off. In other words, I'm talking way out of school, way out of school, and I know that. But somebody's got to get out here and rattle the American people and get them off the couch and get them engaged. And the way to do it is get them engaged and start studying and reading what the hell is really going on in this country, and then get out and use their God-given rights and their talents and put a stop to it. That's all I can say about that.
Sure, I want to go back to calls. Powerful. I want to go back to calls, sir, but specifically, when you look at all of this, the public has been in denial or they feel powerless. And the big issue is this is getting worse and worse. The tyranny is expanding. And to show how they gave you a thin cover, they told you it was interdiction, that you were getting the cocaine and flying it back here. Because I remember reading the Iran-Contra files that were public to destroy the cocaine. You then learned that that really wasn't going on.
Well, some of it was, and some of it wasn't. The special ops that were filtering into the den raised up the money to get the guns for the Contra. That doesn't mean that that was a complete government-sanctioned operation, but it won't run out of the White House, period. In other words, to cut out and phone like that. I was on CBS about our Forest Service aircraft being used as cutouts to private companies in order to carry the drugs down there. I mean, there is another world out there that the 8 to 5 do not understand that even exists. And all I've been trying to do is say, wait a minute, this matter is escalating. In other words, to answer your question, I think I got it right. So I start seeing this happen. Then I start seeing my buddies going to jail. Then I start seeing some of them committing suicide. Then I start seeing character assassination. And then I had the character assassination applied upon me. In other words, the best way to stop an operation is control the communication. I started watching gatekeepers being infiltrated in the mainstream media to suck up any information that may be derogatory to our ongoing
work. No, I understand. And they killed. What do you know about Barry Seal and others being killed?
Barry Seal was killed by Colombians that was tipped off by our own government. So basically, I say during the Reagan administration, that information was leaked out to the very people, which it could possibly happen to me, in a way that brought them in. How the hell did they get into this country as illegal to come out here and gun him down, sitting in his Cadillac, when the judge put him in a safe house? Yes, Barry Seal was my friend. I flew the fat lady. I flew it out of MENA. I flew the fat lady in to get a deal. I helped set up the camera to photograph Juan and them in Central America. I'm the shadow warrior that someone had referenced to when my dossier was classified top secret. I'm a CIA operative, field operative. But I'm one step beyond that. I'm also in the Pentagon with a crew known as Praetorian Guard. Now, I've said it. I've told me, you can't say that. You're going to go to jail for saying that. Okay, I'm saying it to you, Alex. I'm saying it right on your program. It's just as solid as I can. I don't know how else to say it. We are involved in an international gun-running operation. Benghazi came up, and I'm not going to have our political people turn this into a political thing by saying that I am coming out here to raise the Benghazi question so that I destroy the possibility of Hillary Clinton's running for the office of the presidency. That's the American people that you're being stolen from. Our tax dollars are going down the drain. I'm not taking an issue. I'm not a radical. Call me what you want. But the point is, the reality of it is that this has been a slow coup.
The reality is, openly giving al-Qaeda heat-seeking missiles is too much for you, and you're not going to be part of it.
No, I'm not going to be part of it. I talked to a couple of C-130 pilots that are pissed off. They're still military. They can't talk like they're doing. They say, my God, you won't believe it. I just got refueled, air-to-air refueling, in order to get weapons from the direct commercial sales program to the Middle East and stored them at a safe house in Jordan, a CIA safe house in Jordan, Pakistan. That broke out a little bit a few months ago, and the gatekeepers immediately squashed it. Also, back to Gary Hart. Gary Hart wrote a letter to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He released all the maps. He released all the flight plan to Bill Holden, his security advisor. All of them went to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He wrote a letter, sent it back to me. I posted it on the Internet. The last paragraph of that letter says they failed to investigate any of it, because they had already known about it. It was a sanctioned operation. It was a secret operation run out of the White House. Our Senate and our Congress already knew about it, but they didn't tell the American people about it. And when Gary Hart wrote the letter asking for an investigation, so that was the only reason that I went to the man and said, hey, I want to get a congressional investigation into this because I'm running guns illegally to a Southern front in violation of the Boland Amendment. What do I do, Mr. Senator? I've done exactly what me as an American citizen was supposed to do. I was supposed to contact my senator and step down and expose an illegal operation. At that point in time, I was a government employee. According to federal law, it is my responsibility, if I'm aware of any illegal operation that involves taxpayer money, it is my obligation to do that to my supervisor or my community office.
That's right. Your phone's breaking up. But it is the law. You're supposed to report illegal stuff, but then they'll try to use some national security issue on you and now throw you in jail for 20 years, not five. And Obama has prosecuted more people with that than any other president before him. I want to go to some phone calls and skip this network break because this is so historical. You're hearing a major CIA contractor, one of the most famous ones ever, also with a deep cover Pentagon. He just gave the code name for that. And Tosh Plumlee, Robert Tosh Plumlee. Robert Tosh Plumlee is his Facebook. We have the information mirrored at Infowars.com. This is Infowars. And we saw the military by the thousands, including officers, holding up over their face in uniform last year signs saying, I will not attack Syria for al-Qaeda. And so I think they went too far trying to openly arm al-Qaeda. And that's what Benghazi was all about. And so Tosh Plumlee is blowing it all wide open and explaining what it's really all about. Tosh, I want to go to phone calls here because we're only going to the bottom of the hour, and I appreciate your time. We're going to go to Lee and Sean and Gigi and Raymond and Carlos. So be ready, callers, with your question, with your phone ready. But before I go any further, just briefly, you can just prove the State Department knew and that Benghazi, with your sources and your questions, was part of this program, so they knew, and it wasn't really an embassy substation. That's come out from other military sources, like Colonel Schaefer, and boy, they came down on him when he came on this show, and he had to kind of backtrack some. But expanding on that, what happened? Was it a rogue group stealing the weapons? Did the ambassador not go along with it? Were they planning a fake kidnapping as a new diversion hostage crisis for Obama? Because we know the al-Qaeda force running the city of Benghazi was the hired State Department security. What are you being told really happened at Benghazi?
Okay, what started all this was a source of mine, a friend of mine, was transferred from the task force operating in Mexico into Afghanistan, and then it was attached to a NATO field command. In that process of NATO field command, it turned out about finding weapons, U.S. weapons, being stashed at annex buildings and also in safe houses in Jordan and Pakistan. It was trying to leak out. Then when the weapons were stolen or pilfered, then they started showing up and not Syrian rebels, but in various different groups. Those, these weapons started grenades, RPGs, launchers, grenade launchers. All this stuff started showing up in other hands. This is before, sort of before the rebels, you know, the, whatever you call the rebels, the Syrian rebels. But before we were even trying to arm them. So, and then here's the thing. This is what my source told me, and this is what motivated me. Ambassador Stevens found out about this. He made a complaint in writing back to the State Department complaining about the weapons and how and why was these weapons getting into these people's hands. There's dispatches of that. There's more than one memo. State Department is sitting on those memos. Now, just recently, first State Department says, oh, no, he's full of crap. We don't have nothing like that. Same thing. They told him, oh, we don't have any documentation. And then after push for answers on this Benghazi thing, they finally come out with emails that shows that they actually knew every damn thing about those weapons, even to the extent of how those weapons were being infiltrated.
Well, let me stop you right there. Out of all the things I just threw out, that I brought that up to Colonel Schaefer weeks after it happened. He said, that's the word. It was a hit to take out Stevens. He got in a bunch of trouble, so he said, I'm just saying somebody, it was a planned hit. The point is, that's the best intel. We know the weapons were for Al-Qaeda. We know the ambassador from Turkey was there. They were supposed to ship them up there. We know Turkey's been the main conduit, along with Saudi Arabia. It's all confirmed. So they wanted to take Stevens out, because he was going to end up testifying to Congress. And then when the Navy SEALs didn't stand down, the sheep-dipped CIA former Navy SEALs came, and two of them held down the Al-Qaeda force for those 6-7 hours. That gave it time for the overhead drones to see what was happening, so the military found out there was a stand-down so Al-Qaeda could kill everybody at the base. And they tried to kill everybody else that fled, who got tipped off at checkpoints as well. But the whole thing, because it was badly managed, leaked out and blew up in Obama's face.
Well, that's about the size of it. My information came, coincides with that information. In other words, this has been vetted from many, many different sources. But at the time, when the Benghazi questions were arranged, they said they were all crazy. There was nothing to these questions, but yet they refused to answer them. I would just like to take one of those questions and ask direct POTUS. Have someone that has access to POTUS ask him just one of these questions. Get it on the record. What does he have to say about that question? Yes or no? Very simple answer. Yes or no? There's 11 questions posted up there. It's been all over the Internet since September. Why are these people refused to answer those questions? Those questions are not that complicated. They're very simple. Now, Benghazi, we lost 4 good people because of our intelligence failure. That doesn't mean that we have a bad intelligence network. It means that we have gatekeepers that have infiltrated those networks, instigated by our own political structure.
And that basically makes the country blind in the end, having all these triple agents of corporate interest inside government. These people are the biggest threat.
That's it. In other words, this has been a slow coup, like I say. It's been ongoing for years. This didn't happen overnight. In other words, we have been infiltrating people. Call them CIA, call them whatever. I say they're one group beyond CIA. In other words, I don't blame the CIA for all this. There's damn good people in the CIA, but they can't get past those gatekeepers. They can't get past those non-qualified gatekeepers that are put in those positions by the politics of the time, whether it be Bush era, Clinton era, or Obama era. Who is the man behind the curtain? Who's pulling the string? Who is in charge of this international gun-running operation? Is there an international gun-running operation ongoing today? All I'm asking is for the American people to get off their couch, go out, check out, research, investigate,
all right,
and come to your own conclusion.
Powerful, don't powerful insider knowledge. The secret of Benghazi released and confirmed here on air. We're risking our lives to bring you this information, especially Tosh. Pray for us. This isn't a game. Lee, in Ontario, Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex, Tosh. Okay, Alex, to me it looks like exactly what you were talking about yesterday with the gaslighting. This administration is so good at gaslighting all these scandals, and let's face it, they've had their own share of scandals, and gaslighting is something they've gotten really good at. Tosh, you've been around for, I think you were born in 1937, so you've been around through a few administrations. Seems like the people at the top, they never really change. The motives don't change. It seems like the American public now, I wouldn't know because I'm 28 years old, but it seems like generations, they have changed drastically while the people at the top haven't changed. What makes it in this generation? Do you think this generation, with all these scandals and the fact that we've really done nothing about them or don't seem too interested in it, do you think we have the capability of peacefully assembling and doing something about it?
Absolutely. Tosh, the same question.
Yes.
What do we do about it?
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yes, we do have the ability. That's the reason. In other words, it's time for if you want to call it rebel rousing or what the heck ever you call it, you've got to do something to motivate this younger generation, because the older generation has already contaminated this so bad that they themselves cannot untangle it. In other words, we are so indebted to some of these politicians that we have put in there, and their lobbyists and their cronies, and they're the ones that we've got to get rid of. Here's the problem. We've got a Congress and we've got a Senate that is totally contaminated with gatekeepers that we have put in position ourselves during these elections. I don't know if these elections are real or not. I'm not going to get off on theory. The point is this. Infiltration has started over the years and then migrated to where it is today. In other words, the people that are really for the Constitution and love their country and work for the government can't do their job, because when they find out something that could be derogatory against sitting POTUS, then they are not allowed.
That's right. So we need more people in the system and outside the system to speak out, have a moral revival. That's the answer. And Tosh Plumlee's leading it with his courage. Sean.
Get a march on D.C. like we did in the 60s. In other words, get everybody together that wants to save this Constitution. And I don't mean be radical, and I don't mean be a non-peaceful, and I don't mean going threatening, and I don't mean get a bunch of armed militia showing up pointing guns at everybody. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is get a combined effort and make a march on Washington.
Sure. And support broadcasts that tell the truth and whistleblowers. All right, Sean in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's a pleasure to talk to Tosh and you, Alex.
Man, these phones are too bad. I appreciate your call. And, you know, I just figured something out. When we take phone calls here, they're better. I'm going to go to our system. Genesis phone system is degrading. I know it had problems last week, and the callers have bad phones as well, but it is just unintelligible half the time. So if you hear a caller who you can't understand their phone, Genesis, they can't come on as a caller. Ramon in Florida.
I'm getting spikes all over my phone here, so I don't know where that's
going. Oh, who knows? Go ahead, Ramon in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Am I intelligible, sir? Can you
yes, go ahead. Ask your question.
All right. First things first. You were involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, Mr. Plumlee, and obviously the black community was affected most by, you know, the crack epidemic and these situations. So I wanted to know your opinion on, how can I get my people more involved and more get them to understand better that this, all these problems affect all of us? It's not just a white thing. It's not just a Clive and Bundy thing. It's an everyone thing. We should all rally around one another when we see these situations happening where, you know, people are getting taken advantage of. And what's your opinion on how we can unite? Because the last caller touched on it, but my community is most affected by this because they don't have the knowledge. They haven't been taught all these situations like the Iran-Contra.
Now, that's a great question, Tosh. Tosh, don't Americans have to come together regardless of race, religion, or creed for freedom?
Yes, definitely. Look, that's one of the ways that they destroy the credibility of people that do the research and come forward. They play the race card against them. I'm sorry Mr. Bundy said the thing that he said, you know, but there again, that's no reason to put the emphasis on race and then, you know, blah, 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 and forget what the real problem is. I'm not saying I condone what.
No, I totally understand. They're diverting with little issues while the government's shipping in the narcotics and laundering it. They're setting up checkpoints on the highway looking for drugs they shipped in. Tosh Plumlee, we're going to talk to you again very soon. God bless you, folks. Check out his Facebook.
We're on the march.
We're going to be right back with your calls on other subjects.
Alex Jones.
Other subjects. 800-259-9231. Wide open phone. Stay with us.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGenix. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenix at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenix.com. TerraGenix.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it.
We can finish up with the Tosh Plumlee calls. We've got other callers on other subjects, but this is the real world. I mean, Tosh Plumlee is a famous two-time whistleblower that's really out of the Pentagon. You heard him give out secret information on air. Praetorian Guard, Pentagon groups, those are guys that have been in there forever. And just basically say, we're not going to give missiles to Al-Qaeda. That's how out of control this criminal group is, that they think you're so stupid that they'll give weapons to Al-Qaeda to blow up churches. And it does show that the moral evil has gotten so out of control that people are now risking their lives to tell you the truth. The AP is now reporting that, back in 19... 85. U.S. provides 500,000 so Afghan rebels can tell their story. And then see, on 9/11, a group of them were protected to be involved in what they were involved in. And then Saudi Arabia, when Al-Qaeda took the blame for what they were involved in, but solely took the blame, then they get rewarded with the whole Middle East later. This deal was made a long time ago. It transcends Obama. It transcends these groups. Believe me, I study this stuff 24/7. We told you within days what Benghazi was, a hit. When you got almost an eight-hour stand-down while they try to kill four people in a building, and they tell you the White House didn't know about it, they gave the order to kill those people. And that's what I've said day one. We know they're lying about it. We know it was a gun-running operation. We know they had three warehouses full of weapons. We know the ambassador from Turkey was there. We now know that Al-Qaeda launched chemical attacks on Syria to blame them. It's all come out. It's in mainstream Turkish news and the BBC even, that Turkey ran false flags to blame Syria again this year. And it's the defense minister with the top general, and the defense minister is going, you know, I'd really like maybe a terror attack like this, or maybe an attack on our bases like that. And the general goes, man, look, we do that all the time. Stop talking about it over the phone. You can read the transcript. We know what to do. And obviously the Russians are there. They've got their own systems stealing all those communications. And the general, we read the stuff 2 weeks ago on air, is like, minister, stop talking about it. Just say you want it. We know what to do. We do this all the time. There's the headline. Why Turkey was planning a false flag operation in Syria. That's Infowars.com wrote about it. That's Zero Hedge. But it was also in the BBC. And now it comes out, and the public doesn't even know what that is. But it's so funny reading the transcript, and the audio was released. I just don't speak Turkish. And he's going, maybe you bomb our base. Maybe you blow up hotel. Maybe you attack this. Maybe you attack that. Maybe you hit our troops. And the general's like, we know what to do. Yes, just tell us to do it. We'll do something. We've got plans. I told you, one of the first things WikiLeaks released in a group of documents back in, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I covered it on air at nauseam. This was about 5 years ago when it was first happening. I don't remember how many years ago it was. Look it up. Here's the headline, WikiLeaks. Army manual talks about false flag. That'll bring it up. And it's for captains in special operations in the Army who are in special infiltration force multiplication operations, classic Green Beret type operations. And it talks about in emergencies, if you need to motivate a village that's not going with along with you for their own good, of course, you blow some people up and blame it on the enemy. This has been going on forever. U.S. counterinsurgency manual leaked, calls for false flag operations, suspension of human rights. And there is the document at WikiLeaks. U.S. Special Forces, go back to the top, I'm going to read it, thanks. Foreign Internal Defense Tactics, Techniques, and Procedures for Special Forces, FM31-20-3-2003. But that's when the manual was issued. It came out, I think, 2008. I'm going from memory, 2009. Yeah, it came out in 2008. Why don't I just read the page? I'm just so run off my memory, not even the document. There it is. And there they are telling folks about how they're going to be sent for special classes. And they go on to say, we've learned about running death squads and propping up corrupt governments in Latin America, but how do we keep that in place? The document, which is official U.S. Special Forces policy, directly advocates training paramilitaries, pervasive surveillance, look at America, censorship, press control, restrictions on labor unions and political parties, suspending habeas corpus, Patriot Act, warrantless searches, detainment without charge, NDAA, bribery, employing terrorists, false flag operations, concealing human rights abuses from journalists, and extensive use of psychological operations, propaganda, to make these another population and resource control measures palatable. That's what it's called, population and resource control. We are the human resource. But not all of the special forces officers get these. Those psychologically tracked, traced, tested, and shown that they want to be winners are taught how to win. And let me tell you how you win. You grab a little boy in the village, and you torture him and put cigarettes out all over him and electrocute him, and then you pull up in a car when you know people are walking to work or whatever from the village, and you act like they catch you throwing the body out in the uniforms of your enemies. That's a simple one. And you can kill one little kid and get the whole town on your side. Now, men, do you do that to save the whole region from corruption and to not have to have a full-scale war that could kill hundreds of thousands? Or do you kill the one little boy per town? The end justifies the means, Machiavelli. And you've been chosen because you've shown you're willing to do what it takes to win for good. See, that's the whole Apocalypse Now Colonel Kurtz deal, where he talks about they come in and inoculate the special forces, the Vietnamese kids, and show the regular Viet Cong military comes along and chops off all the arms of the inoculation. Of course, the story is it's a good inoculation. So, you know, but still, don't take anything from the GIs, or we're going to cut your arm off. And he says they weren't bad men. They weren't evil men. They were trained cadres. They had women and children. They were married. They did it. They were loving men. It hit me like a diamond bullet that this is what we have to build. This is what we have to do. And the other special forces killer that's been sent to kill him realizes he's completely insane. No, Colonel Kurtz is not insane according to the real strategies that were employed in Vietnam. And I'm telling you, you don't win wars like this, ladies and gentlemen. But you wouldn't be in an immoral war if you were moral. You have to have the moral high ground to win wars. And then, even if you don't have the good weapons, history shows you cannot be defeated long term. That's why the globalists all day talk about how they're moral and they're good and they're great and they care and they've got all the answers and you're bad and you're racist and you're this and that, because they need the moral high ground. The attacks we suffer constantly are that I'm not moral and I'm fake and I'm this and that, because the government listens to my phones and tracks me. They know I'm completely real and fearless and committed. Do I eat too much sometimes? Sometimes under stress, do I drink too much? Sure, everybody's human. Do I go years sometimes without drinking a beer? Yes, and I don't even smoke cigars anymore. But when it comes to being moral, I'm extremely moral. Compared to most people, I'm very moral. I won't cheat people. I pay my crew. Most people in the entertainment industry, as they would call this, I'm not entertainment, but that's what it's genre, you know, news, media. Almost everybody that works for History and Discovery Channel, all these things now, work for free. Even establishment camera people that have been working 20, 30 years have to work a lot of time for free or almost nothing just to stay in the industry, because they don't understand that they all sold themselves out so cheap. There's a glut now. And I get calls all the time and they go, "You want to be on our TV show?" And I go, "Yeah, $20,000. "We don't pay people." "Well, good. You're not going to talk to me." Boom. And it's not even about the money. It's about these whores and the mainstream media are going to pay me. Pay up. You understand that? And I'm going to use that money back against you. I don't play your little stinking games. I give the good people of America the best products, the lowest prices we can bring you that I personally vetted and use. We fund ourselves off goodwill and off of being honorable and high quality. But when it comes to the establishment, sometimes they offer me money and I say, "I'm just not going to do it." "Well, we are the such and such, you know, New York Times. You don't want us to come down to your offices?" I say, "No." "What, so you can act like you're a journalist and act like you found out who I really am?" I've already learned that lesson. I don't do it anymore. I'm not bragging here. I'm just telling everybody, Hollywood and the whole culture has nothing to offer. I've been in big movies. I've been at the big parties. I've been out on the boats and the private jets. I've seen it all. I've been at the highest mountains of crap. And let me tell you, all of you that feel inadequate and believe in this system or scared what your neighbor thinks about you or don't feel good because your car isn't the nicest, none of that means anything. What matters is what you stand for. What matters is who you really are. And the system knows that. They don't have the moral high ground. And finally, our military and the CIA and everybody else, most of these guys really believe they're good guys. Most of these guys really believe, at least in the past, that they were trying to do good. You'd have small criminal networks at the top that manipulated everybody, and that was what they were masters of, was deceiving people. Now the CIA doesn't want the top of the class. The CIA doesn't want the athlete star quarterback. The CIA doesn't want the person that's never stolen or been in trouble. They just want a bunch of political operatives to go around and lie and spy on people. It's a bunch of wimps. The CIA's basically gotten 20 times bigger the last decade. I'm being serious. With sub-operatives just everywhere. They've never been shot at. They've never been in fist fights. They've never been in the jungle. They have never killed anybody. They don't know anything. And they're all going to manage the military and the paramilitary and the contractors, and they're going to be your political officers, literal snot-nosed 30-year-olds who've never done anything, who've got Ivy League educations. They're going to sit around and literally urinate on you. We are ruled by a bunch of degenerate, inbred nobodies, the white shoe boys that Gerald Celente talks about. And here's the deal. You white shoe boys can't run a murder of the ambassador properly, can you? You can't even do evil well, scum. You are a joke and a liability to this country at every level. And what I'm saying by that is everything's going to collapse. Notice how our military and police now dress like third world dictators. The most serious militaries wear the most simple uniforms. You know a country's in decline when people are wearing clown suits. I mean, I didn't know most police chiefs were auditioning for Hollywood to play the part of a Mexican general. Or some kind of clown outfit like Muammar Gaddafi. You people are a joke. Why do you think the Israelis wear the most simple uniforms everyone's ever had? Because everyone knows that clowns wear big suits and outfits. I just cannot handle it. I mean, I'm sitting there the other night out with friends. I don't even want to get into it. I just can't handle it. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I am. Oh, there's so much news. I get in here and I read it all. It's just like, oh. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you crooks that are running the whole New World Order system are just absolutely out of your minds. You have smoking your own propaganda, your own dope. The country is falling apart, idiots. Your families are being injected with cancer viruses when you take vaccines. You're drinking fluoride every day. You're not dumb enough working for the system as an FBI agent or CIA or Defense Intelligence or the State Department to actually believe you're part of the ruling elite. You people are opening the drawbridge to our destruction. You're not even opening the drawbridge to some foreign power that's better. You're opening the drawbridge to the end of everything good, and you think you're cool because you've got a intelligence clearance. They give those out in Cracker Jack's boxes now, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know they've tried to recruit every dentist my dad knows into a sheep-dipped Homeland Security / CIA program, and almost every other professional out there is being recruited? You understand this is a total criminal takeover, and people sell their whole birthright out because some mid-level lackey operative, you know, minion comes by and pats you on the head and takes you to a meeting. They don't even, I talk to major publishers, they don't even pay their editors and people hardly anything now. They just call everyone associated editor. And they go, no, they will take that in lieu of money. We can pay somebody at a major magazine $30,000 a year who would have been making $100,000 a year 10 years ago. They'll quit if we just cut their pay, but if we make them an associate editor, they will literally take a 70% cut to say they're the editor of Texas Monthly. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of stuff that we're talking about here. You're selling out for, what's the word in The Wolf of Wall Street, Fugazi, and he says it wrong, Fugazi. It's just fairy dust. It's nothing. Having the Bill of Rights and Constitution and private property and the government being small and treating you with respect and fearing the people, that's prosperity, that's strength. Not all these TV shows where everybody's a CIA agent and everybody's an FBI and it's all so cool and, oh my gosh, look at our helicopters, look at our badges. It's all a big narcotics, child trafficking, devil cult that celebrates itself on May Day. I'm going to do overdrive. Ellen in Maine, you're up next. Then Alvin in Connecticut, Alan, Bob, and others. Your calls are coming up straight ahead. I didn't really plug anything this hour. Buy books, videos, tapes, great water filters, great supplements. The very best stuff is at InfoWarsStore.com and become a subscriber at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
You know, I've got a new nickname for Eric Holder. Obama? I'm not going to say it. It's so horrible. How about concentrated evil? Briefly, I haven't really plugged this. The banners are up on Infowars.com. Then I'm going to go to your calls in this segment and the next. I'm going to be speaking coming up May 31st. It's an all-day event at the Porter Stansberry Investment Meeting that goes all day. And I'm the featured speaker right below the number one speaker, billionaire T. Boone Pickens. So that should be interesting. Cactus Schroeder, Bill Murphy, Van Simmons, and myself, Alex Jones. And as investment conferences go, this is really not that much money, the type of places being held at. But you can find out more. Our listeners, the 25% discount, and you can simply go to Infowars.com and follow the banners there that you see over to it. And the website is, I forget the exact URL that people go to be able to see that. I think it's on this sheet, but I'll try to find that. You guys hit refresh on the deal so I get this ad copy in it, you know, earlier, and I don't think it even has the web address on it. But I'll give that out sometime. I don't think I've ever been given ad copy that had everything on it. But the point is, that's up on Infowars.com. It's going to be an interesting event, so I hope to see you out there. That'd be nice. And again, I'll just go to Infowars.com. If you hit refresh enough, it comes up. Yeah, it's AlexJonesDallas.com, so I got it for you there. AlexJonesDallas.com. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Elaine in Maine. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I just wanted to call, and I really appreciate you taking my call, by the way. I wanted to call, and I wanted to thank Tosh Plumlee, especially, you know, for putting it all on the line and you know, for the courage it really, really takes to do what he just did. I listened to the whole thing, and it's amazing how corrupt and treasonous, you know.
He personally flew 40 times. He personally
so corrupt. It's unbelievable. I can't get over it.
He personally flew 40 tons of cocaine into the U.S. That's certified by Congress.
That's disgusting. That is. I can't believe that the government is that corrupt. And but I do believe it. I know it now to be a fact. And I just don't know how they keep getting away with it. I don't know.
I don't know how cops ask me if I have drugs on me.
I don't know how our media, how decent people in any walk of media, whether it's radio or TV or entertainment, how they can ignore what's happening to our country and
no, you're right.
How this government is destroying everything that they and we, you know, that we love.
I agree, Elaine. Thank you for the call. All major governments keep narcotics and other drugs illegal as a secret global currency that they control. Just like art is a secret global currency. But drugs are even bigger. And they keep it secret so they can make money off of it. And everybody knows it. It's just such a joke. The answer is don't use their filthy products. Kids, drugs are not cool. And so are the prescription ones they push. They're even worse. Bob in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Looks like we live in a big hypocrisy here. We've got Reagan, the Bush-Reagan administration, their war on drugs, and their guys bringing it in.
No, I know, but that's a conspiracy theory, even though it's admitted.
Yeah, if you get caught with the project,
you yeah, caller, I'm going to fade that outro music down a little bit and let you finish talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, you going to break now?
Yeah, I am, but we're having a lot of audio problems today. I'm not sure. You're up and down, so I'll just take us out to break dry. And we'll come back and maybe take a few calls in overdrive here. It's always fun around here. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed
designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging war on corruption.